Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Just look up her number on our website, hunteratsunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And joining us here in the studio is Amy Gerhartz. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been forever since you've been on the show.
It has.
We've got so much catching up to do. It's been a good while, but before we do that, what would you like to play for us here?
I will play you a song off of my new project coming out in January. This is called Forever Friend.
Excellent. This is Amy Gerhartz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's no secret that I like you, that I try to get you to fall for me. And every time that I'm around you, I'm inclined to say what I really think. So here it goes. I just want to know, do you want to be my best friend? My forever friend, I'm gonna spend every day together, friend. Cause it would be easy for me to fall in love with being a friend of you. No, we don't have to overthink it, cause everything is the way it's supposed to be. And if we sit back and let it happen, we may find we're exactly what we need. So tell me, darling, oh, what do you think? Do you want to be my best friend? My forever friend? I'm going to spend every day together, friend. Because it would be easy for me to fall in love with being a friend of you. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Time with it, we should probably make up our minds with it, so let's give it a try and maybe spend the rest of our lives being best friends, forever friends, spend every day together, friends, cause it would be easy for me to fall in love with being a friend of you. Come on and be my best friend, my forever friend, I'ma spend every day together, friend. Cause it would be easy for me to fall in love with being a friend of you. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
Gerhartz here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I can see that you haven't lost your voice at all.
Oh, goodness. Thanks. I was actually thinking I probably should have done some warm-ups before we started.
No, you sound great. That sounds great. Well, welcome to the show. I can't remember when the last time you were on the show. It was.
I can't either, honestly. I was thinking it has to have been at least 4 to 5 years.
Maybe. I think so, because you were kind of living here, weren't you? Or were you living up in Northern Virginia?
No. So the first time I did the show was years and years ago when I was living here, but that was over 11 years ago.
Right. You were living in Portsmouth.
I was living in Portsmouth, yeah. I'm there currently for the holidays with my family. And then I moved to New York, then to Atlanta. I was probably in Atlanta when I came through last, and now I've since been in Nashville the last 3 years.
Yeah, how is that for you?
I love it.
You love that?
Oh, Nashville's probably where I'll stay. It's such a great city.
Yeah.
So many incredibly talented musicians and people there and writers. writers.
Great studios.
Oh, yeah. Very good studios. Which is funny because I actually I don't record in Nashville.
Oh, really?
I don't. I will coming up, but the producers I've been using for the last two albums have been actually out of Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they're incredibly talented. So I drive up to or fly up to the D.C. area and work with them.
Okay. So you've been putting out a number of albums. Why don't you tell me about them?
Well, I think I was counting the other day. I've done six projects total.
Yeah.
The first one in 2004. The first couple of EPs I did were 2011 and 13. Then I did an acoustic album in 14. In 2017, I did a fully produced pop album that I'm in love with.
Oh, okay. What was that called?
That was called Fire.
Okay.
And that was with the same producers I used for this new project called Hold On.
Right.
That is coming out in January.
Now, that's kind of an EP.
It is an EP. It's a five-song EP. You know, I'm still incredibly, well, still 100% independent running my own business. And the only difference between doing an EP and a full-length album besides having all the songs is the budget. But I will say that regardless of whether you do one song, five songs, or ten, the same amount of passion and effort and time, you know, goes into it. So I'm very proud of this new EP and the project that's coming out. It's definitely a further discovery of my voice and direction of where I want my music to go. So,
wow. Are you going to do any of the songs off of that?
Yep. So the last one I just did, Forever Friend, is on that project.
Okay.
And then I'll do the title track, Hold On.
Okay.
From that, which is a fun song I started. I actually wrote it with two of the producers and my friend Megan Farrell, who's another Nashville singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about just not giving up when times get really, really tough.
Which they tend to.
Which they tend, especially if you're a musician.
Yes.
You have those days of how much longer can I keep, you know, sitting in my car and driving to gig after gig. And,
right.
But it's definitely a positivity-based song.
Excellent. Well, would you like to do it for us now?
Sure. Why don't I go ahead and do that?
Okay. Here's Amy Gerhartz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
When your heart is aching and your world is shaking, no, don't give up. No, no, don't give up. When your light is fading from the troubles you're facing, no, don't give up. No, no, you're enough. Hold on, good things are gonna come, good things are gonna come. Hold on, good things are gonna come, good things are gonna come to you. Your patience, take a breath, you can change it, and don't give up. No, no, don't give up. Remember, if you fall again, it's not a break, it's just a bend. Oh, so don't give up. No, no, pick yourself back up and hold on, good things are gonna come. Good things are gonna come. Hold on, good things are gonna come, good things are gonna come to you. You got this one day at a time, oh, you got this one day at a time, oh, you got this one day at a time, oh, you got this one day at a time, oh, you got this one day at a time, oh, you got this. Hold on, hold on, good things are gonna come, good things are gonna come. Good things are gonna come. Oh, I'm good things are gonna come. Good things are gonna come. Hold on. Good things are gonna come. Good things are gonna come to you. Good things are gonna come. Good things are gonna come to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you. I always have a tendency to laugh when I mess up.
I couldn't tell that you messed up. I really couldn't. I was wondering, what is she laughing at?
No, that's a tricky song, because the funny thing is that when I started writing that song, I only had the chorus and this bump, bump, bump in my head. And so when I went to the producers, Kit Carlson and Chip Johnson out of Virginia, I just had a bass line. Uh-huh. And that's all I could play. That's right. All I knew how to play. So we developed this entire track out of the bass line. Wow. So now I've realized I've kind of
devolved back to the bass line.
Devolved back to the bass line playing it live. So there's definitely more on the album besides just the bass line that gets played on guitar.
No, but that was so simple and so
thank
pure.
You.
That was cool.
I like that. I found that a lot of my writing nowadays is, don't overcomplicate it.
Sure.
Just make it simple and memorable. Oh,
memorable.
Dang, it's too early. Memorable. Oh, gosh. I promise I went to school. Just don't overthink things. I think we have a tendency to make things way more complicated than they need to be.
Yeah. I once had a singer-songwriter on here that I was interviewing him. He's a pretty big artist, and it was during a singer-songwriter festival, and I asked him, you know, what advice do you give to singer-songwriters? And he says, keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, says, you'll never finish the song.
Keep it simple. Yeah. And I went, oh. That makes too much sense.
That definitely makes too much sense.
Yeah. Well, so you've been playing around. You told me you were doing some living room stuff. And
yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
You know, I've been very blessed. Years ago, I've done a couple big festivals, one called Rock by the Sea, which is a charity event that takes place in Florida every year. And then I've also done a big festival called the Rock Boat, which is actually a music festival that takes place on a cruise ship. So they charter the cruise ship out, and they have 30 or 40 bands come through. It's a Sister Hazel-sponsored cruise.
Oh, my.
And through doing this show or these cruise ships, I've actually – or the festivals – I've developed a fan base of amazing, amazing people that have hired me over the last 5 years to go all the way across country performing house concerts.
Oh, wow.
So I've been playing house concerts for the last 5 years, touring all the way out to California and back. And it's been a wonderful experience. You have 30 to 50 people crammed into a living room listening room environment, BYOB, which is always fun.
Oh, sure.
And I get to do these type of listening room shows inside of houses versus a venue.
Oh, it's very intimate.
Yeah, they're so rewarding, because the fans or the people that come, they get to ask questions and they get to talk with me and learn about music. And it's rewarding for me because I'm in a place with a captive audience.
Sure.
And you get
you can't
of,
leave.
Yeah. You, well, you can, but I will watch you leave, and it will be very intimidating. But no, but it's great. It's a wonderful thing to do. And not that I don't like venues. I love going to venues and playing, but a lot of times as an independent artist, when you're trying to break into a new market, it's hard to get people to come to a show.
Sure.
It's very hard to go to the middle of Oklahoma, if you've never been there, and say, I need to bring 50 people out.
Sure.
So these are just a much better way of getting your music out there. And you know, you get fed, you have a place to sleep.
Sure.
It's
and a
fun.
House concert develops a certain fan base in the community.
Absolutely.
And they come back because they figure, oh, I like that last one, so I'll go see this next
artist. Absolutely. And I play a wide range of shows, people that just do one show a year versus people that do 12 or more shows a year.
Right.
And they make it a series. And it's so much fun.
Oh, good.
They're so great.
I'm glad you're having such a great time.
Thank you.
I mean, you can tell it in your music. I remember back when you were on the show before, you were having a good time. But it seems like you've really really taken off.
Well, I think it's just developing into my own, finding my sound and learning, like I said, not to overcomplicate things. Enjoy
sure.
life every day, one day at a time, and just have fun and realize that honestly, Hunter, I think the changes, I finally realized people are buying my music. So I can make money at this. It's so crazy.
While we're talking about that, how can they purchase your music?
Well, I am all over. Most of my albums are on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
I have this new project that will be available everywhere January 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And also two of the singles, Hold On, the last one is actually on iTunes right now.
Okay.
And Spotify as well, but I encourage buying the music.
Sure.
And you can also go to my website, amygerhartz.com,
right.
To find all of my albums that you can purchase and that are still available in hard copy. I'm curious how much longer people are going to keep buying CDs, but I encourage it.
Well, a lot of them are downloading.
As long as you still have a CD player, or you can get four, and it's a great coaster set for the holidays. You know.
We're talking with Amy Gerhartz here on Hunter Sunrise. And you're making a smile this morning. So what would you like to play for us now?
You know, let's do a holiday song.
Yes, let's do a holiday song. Which one are you going to do?
I love the Christmas Waltz.
Oh.
It's probably one of my favorite songs. I don't feel like it gets played as much.
You know, I played it this morning.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
I played it by someone else who used to be in this area. Do you know Landon Tucker by chance?
I do not.
No. He used to live here. I think he's gone off to Colorado. But it was a long time ago I played it, so a lot of the people...
Perfect.
It's fine. It's okay.
You played that at the 7 o'clock hour, right?
Yeah, it was very early in the show, actually. So, but it's a great song. So excellent choice. So you're going to play the Christmas Waltz for us.
Yes, let's give this a go.
Excellent. Here's
Hopefully
Amy.
I'll remember all the words.
Here's Amy Gerhartz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's the time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year's dreams come true. Song of mine in three-quart time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That was pretty.
Thank Thank you.
And you did remember all the lyrics.
I know. I always get nervous because you only play these songs once a year.
Yeah.
So you have those moments of, oh, here it comes.
It was kind of funny you say that because I was just saying to Denise the other day, it seems like Christmas is a certain set of songs and everybody just does their own versions of them.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, there's something to be said about that, the memorable, there's the word again, songs and the repetitiveness of it, I think is very good.
Well, it brings back a lot of memories for so many people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what are you doing for Christmas? I know you're with the family.
I am with my family. I think we're going to keep things very low key, which I really enjoy.
Sure.
I think parties and presents and everything are great, but there's something to be said about just turning on some background music and making dinner and sitting around and just being with family.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to do things. I'm sure we'll have some wine and maybe some other drinks. Maybe we'll make some cider.
Oh,
or
okay.
Something.
Well, you can turn on the show because it's on demand on the website.
Oh, I can't wait.
You can turn on the show and you can make in some Christmas dinner while you're listening to the show and then you come on.
That sounds great. Oh, right. Yes.
Then you come on at the end.
Who's that? How did that strategically get planned?
This is all a plot.
I can see. I see. Well, I like that everyone else listening is going to have the same idea now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's most definitely. This is a Christmas show, you know. At least it is right now. But, well, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
When do you actually go? Are you going out on the road again after this?
I am. I leave the day the album comes out is my first show is in Atlanta. I'll be driving. I've actually decided to break up my touring a little bit next year to really get a chunk of shows 4 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So January will be the Southeast. I'll be going through Atlanta, Savannah, Florida, and then for about 3 weeks, and then coming back to Nashville or going back to Nashville.
Okay.
And yeah.
So cool.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
me. It's great to see you again.
You too.
We can't make it so long.
I know. Well, I'm going to try to put music out more frequently. So.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll see you again sooner than later.
Excellent. Amy Gerhardt's here on Hunter at Sunrise.